It's time now for Conversations with the Mayors, presented by the Chamber. 1,000 members, four promises, and one purpose for a greater Chapel Hill Carrboro. Get more on them at carolinachamber.org. Joined today by the mayor of Chapel Hill, Pam Heminger, here in the studio to catch us up on town government. A lot has gone on in the last couple of days.
It was a week to celebrate things this week. It was wonderful. It really was. We love the celebrating part. It's
before
good.
We get started, I have to ask, I feel just an obligation.
Oh, no.
Now that Carrboro has changed its name to Town Council, are you changing your name to Board of Aldermen?
No, we used to be the Board of Aldermen.
I know, yeah.
So we changed our name apparently back in the 70s.
Way back,
so,
right?
Yeah. I think it's going to be easier to understand. We get council members and council members, and it's just it rolls off your tongue a little better. So kudos to Carrboro for changing to Town Council. And it's the city of Carrboro, too, so they're going to be a Town Council of the city of Carrboro.
Is that how it is? No, it's Town of Carrboro.
We're town.
It's townofcarrboro.org is their website.
Oh, then
so
they are
it's
got to
be.
I just thought it was funny, so it was good. But no, we're pleased. We think that's great. And again, it reflects better gender.
Yeah,
equality.
Absolutely.
We like that.
Yep.
So it was our 200th birthday
yesterday.
Yes. It was great. We had a great celebration last night. We had some former council members join us, we had lots of community members. We honored some of our firsts. Our first African American on the council was Wilson Caldwell, actually, back in 1869, I believe. Mm-hmm. And Adelaide Waters was our first female on the council, and that was 1957. So, and then we did a lot of other firsts. It was kind of fun to share those. We opened a time capsule. We had singing from the Tarpeggios who came and sang a cappella Happy Birthday.
What was in the time capsule?
So this is fun. The time capsules from 25 years ago, Ephesus Elementary and Glenwood Elementary put together packets to put into the capsule, along with a newspaper and a magazine of the day, and a letter from former manager Cal Horton to whoever the new manager was. So our new manager, Maurice, read the letter, and it talked about that he hoped that he wouldn't be dealing with things like war and different kinds of things like that, but talked about, you know, hope you are getting to enjoy X, Y, and Z. So that was really kind of cute.
Awesome.
And everything was in good shape. Two individuals, one worked for the town and another individual just came by, were part of that third grade class that did this.
Nice.
Of our own.
Did they remember
they remember that they'd all put notes in, and they remember the events. So that was really, really cool. But so that was really nice, and just, we're going to continue the celebration. We've been invited to the UNC football game on Saturday. We'll have a banner during the holiday parade. We've had a lot of series of events this past year, remembering our history, who we were, the people that helped shape where we went, places and events. There's a lot, mostly being stored at the library. We'll put back together a timeline, too. The Chapel Hill Magazine did a timeline. You did some events. Mm-hmm. It was just, it's really good to remember where you came from. And I love the theme of growing better together.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've pulled this information, and I don't want us to lose that information. So we're going to store this information in a way that people can access it. I was looking at population counts from back in the day. When we changed to have a formal mayor, there were about 1,600 people in town. When we changed to have a manager, it was a little bit more. And how we've grown over time and expanded services and, like I said, shaped who we are today. And it was a really fun journey to rediscover. Yeah, it was pretty cool. We also cut the ribbon on two refurbished alleyways downtown yesterday. If you haven't had a chance to check out Post Office Alley, which is next to our post office, it looks so much better. You can see straight down the alleyway, opened up, got new railings, got cleaned up and new plantings. It looks really great. Varsity Alley, same thing, cleaned up, more lights added. There's archways that say what they are. And then on the ground, it says Varsity Alley and Post Office Alley. So people who are new to our community can know when we refer them to go down an alley. We name it, and they're like, which one is that?
I think the signs may be the most important thing, because that gives it a sense of placeness, right, as opposed to, oh, that's an alley.
Okay, you created a new word, placeness.
Yes.
I love that.
I'm going with it.
You go with it. So we now have a sense of placeness.
There we go.
That's who we are. So that was really cool. We announced Project Well yesterday.
Nice.
Bringing 400.
This was all yesterday?
No, sorry, the day before.
Okay, I was going
to
say.
It's been one long day this week. We're very, very excited. It's been the first time Chapel Hill's partnered with the state on an incentive. The county joined in as well now. And they've refurbished the old Carolina Ale House. It looks great. They are going to be adding employees and hiring here and great paying jobs and putting some more people downtown during the day. But they do a wonderful service, and I think that's what's really important, connecting people to the health care they need, helping, giving that guidance, and just working the system for folks. And it's a great model, and we're very, very excited about them coming.
We were saying a little bit about this yesterday. I was talking with Penny Rich from the county level, but just the impact on businesses on West Franklin Street to have up to 400 people working there and then eating lunch and going to coffee shops.
And just being there and seeing things and wanting things and asking for things to help make more vibrancy downtown. And yeah, it's just really good. North Carolina Supreme Court came here, went to hear them. That was fascinating. It's also their 200th birthday, and they're traveling around the state and having court session in different courthouses and facilities across the state. We were chosen.
Was that a coincidence with the 200th birthday?
No,
like, what was happening?
Yeah, that was funny. We didn't know that we both had the same birthday.
There had been a lot of state government reorganization in 1819.
Something going on with that.
We're going to look back, and it's going to be this sordid history of what craziness was going on in 1819 that led to all of this.
It was a hopping year. Just hopping. We did the celebration of town treasures on Sunday, honoring people in our community. From Chapel Hill, we honored Erwin Danziger, who was his family came over from Europe, and they created all kinds of wonderful businesses here and hired folks from all different ethnicities, and I think that was really, really cool. Marcia Warren, who started a kindergarten program over at Binkley and helped educate children and is a poet. Miss Sally Pendergraf, who just turned 101, so really wonderful. And then Lynn Knauf and Sandra and Stephen Rich, all people who have done amazing things in our community. I always love Town Treasures because you get to learn the histories of these folks and hear their experiences and remember them and just talk about, share that with community. And we are a community of people who want to make a better community for everybody.
Yeah.
And the history
of the community is the history of the people in it.
Yeah,
so, yeah.
Yeah. So, peopleness. We have placeness
and
we have peopleness.
Yep,
there you go.
Okay. We got to come up with a third one by the time we're done.
Okay. Well,
rule of threes.
I've also spent a lot of time with local students. We've been planting trees for our Arbor Week.
Nice.
Had a lot of fun with kids planting. Kids love to plant trees, by the way. They're just really good at it, too. I learned a lot of information about trees and about possums living in trees. And where we talk about wildlife and different things in trees. And trees making oxygen. They have a lot to share about trees, and they're really good at planting them. The mayor's tree award is tomorrow. We've had a lot of great submissions for that. And then we had our third graders come to Town Hall on Monday. We did our field trip to Town Hall with the third graders from Scroggs, and it was a lot of fun.
Awesome.
Tonight, Food for the Summer, the Chartwells actually got the award, National Award for Food Summer Program.
Congratulations.
It's being presented at the school board meeting tonight, so I'll be over there to help celebrate that. And Liz Cartano and her team and the whole group that works together for Food for the Summer. We're very, very pleased. It's just a well-deserved award, but it's an amazing program. And so happy that the community embraces this and helps us out. Then we had a long meeting last night. It's our last business meeting until January. We'll have an organizational meeting the first week of December. We had some big items on the agenda, but the one I'm most pleased about is we gave the go-ahead to do the financial model to work out doing a West End parking deck. So with the event of welcoming, we're going to need to park all these people. Well, hopefully some will use transit. But we want to make sure that we do remember to encourage everybody to do all kinds of ways and getting out of their cars. But the reality is if we can build a parking deck on the West End, then we can get rid of all these little surface lots. And someone calculated it's like 5 acres of surface lots.
Mm-hmm.
Have more office space and more places to be to add to that vibrancy downtown. But in order to attract a business, they have to have a certain number of parking in this day and age. Eventually, I'm hopefully we'll never need a parking deck as people move to more transit and more multimodal and autonomous cars, all the new technologies that will help us get around a lot more efficiently and a lot more environmentally than we do in our cars.
So
for now,
the status on the West End parking deck, where, how many spaces, what, do we know that yet?
Not exactly how many. Somewhere between, there was an estimate about 450. Right now, we have 130, I guess, on that one lot where it would be mostly situated over there behind the courtyards area.
But there's also other lots in the area that might turn into office, right?
So we're going to have a formal public hearing and information about all this in February. But in order to have the financial model and to proceed ahead with determining how we work this out, we needed to bless this project. And I'm very, very excited that we can actually make some progress. And it's interesting. I heard out, I would just ask people on the campaign trail out there, you know, do you come downtown? What do you like? And like, would you like a parking deck down there? And like, well, if I had a parking deck, I would come because I know there's somewhere to park. I don't know where to find a park. And I'm like, well, there's lots of places to park, but it's lots of small places to park.
Right.
On the West End.
You know, on the West Side. Yeah.
And so that therefore adds to the confusion. I'm not sure with all those little spaces, you know, small lots, I'm going to get a space.
Right.
And so having a deck, you know where to aim. So I think that was really, really
good. Where is it going to be?
So behind the courtyards area, Roberson and 411 West and all that's back over there. And we have two surface lots. So behind all that, where it's currently a big surface parking lot, we would turn that into a parking deck.
Awesome. And that's kind of a hidden lot right now. So if it's a parking deck, then it goes up around above the courtyard.
Right.
So, close to
visibly above the courtyard. Some visibility from Franklin Street, which helps, but also the big P's. And once people know there's a deck, they act like said, you know where to aim for that. So that happened last night and very excited. We made some progress on the future land use map. We did the annexation for Sunrise Road area. We had a lengthy discussion about East Town and draining the pond, which is a process that takes a whole year. And you have to get, then you have to see what happens with that pond. Where's the natural stream corridor? And then stream restoration was something we're very interested in, both parties. Those processes have to be certified by the state. And so that takes a long time. So they wanted permission to go ahead and get started on that process. Mm-hmm. So we did that. We had some changes to our historic district language, LUMO texts, and that LUMO word's interesting. and some various other smaller things. Our first poet laureate. We did that. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. CJ's going to be our first poet laureate.
CJ Stewart?
Yeah.
Nice. He's great.
He is great.
Yeah.
We kind of caught him off guard. So I don't think he has a poem ready for us just yet. I'm sure there'll be many.
I was waiting for you to say, I think we caught him off guard because we didn't tell him in advance. We're just like, hey, by the way, since you're here.
It's our birthday. Please come join us and please be our poet laureate. No, he's amazing.
Yeah.
What wonderful energy. And we're very, very excited to get this program off the ground. We see this as being an annual thing and having CJ help us grow this program and get people interested in being involved. So we're really excited.
Speaking with Mayor Pam Hemminger, got to start wrapping up, but I got to shout out to the town because the Human Rights Campaign just came out with its Municipal Equality Index.
This week, I'm telling you.
Chapel Hill had a score of 78, which is really high considering the fact that part of that score is based on state-level pro-LGBT laws,
which
don't really have too many of those.
So Greensboro had the highest score in the state.
79.
We were 78. We spent a lot of time, when we got the score last year, I picked it up too, and the staff, we had this conversation, how do we do better?
Yep.
And so we formed a committee of LGBT people that work for the town that came up with ways to make improvements and not just to get a better score, actually ways to make improvements, right? That was the real goal. And really love all the ideas they've come up with to make us a more LGBT friendly place and very, very proud of the work they have done. And then to get a good score to reflect that. So I think that's really cool.
Yeah, awesome.
Yeah. It's been a really good week to celebrate.
There you go. Yeah. townofchapelhill.org for more information on town government. Mayor Pam Hemminger, as always, thank you so much.
Thank you.